gathered in his name to worship him. No other reason, Lord, we've come into this house, gathered in your name, Lord, hallelujah, we've come into this house. Thanksgiving on our hearts. Lord God, just thanking you, oh Father God, for the mighty provisions, oh Father God, that you have given us, Lord. such an unworthy people, oh Father God. Lord, you saw fit, oh Father God, to leave your throne of glory, oh Lord, to come down, oh Father God, and suffer, Lord God. Bear, oh Father God, our pain, oh Father God, and sicknesses upon yourself, Lord God, and carry them to the cross, oh Lord God. Suffer, oh Father God, for our sake, Lord, just that we may have eternal life, oh Lord. Oh God, and even those that don't acknowledge you, oh Father God, you still send rain to grow crops, oh Father God, and food, oh God. You cause the sun to shine, oh Father God, and the rain to fall, oh Father God. And Lord God, you are just so wonderful. You provide shelter, Lord God, from the rain. Lord, you provide clothes on our back, Lord God. You provide, oh Father God, all of the happiness and the joy, oh Father God, even to those that don't serve you, Lord God. You are a merciful God, Lord God. But Lord, this morning, God, we come into this house, Lord God. Lord God, to magnify your name and worship you, Lord God. Lord God, we are not going to spare not our praise. The rocks don't have to cry out. Lord God, for I'll praise you, oh Father God, with every fiber of my being, Lord God. I'll praise you this morning, oh Father God. Lord, in my good times, I'll praise you in my bad times. I'll praise you when I feel good. I'll praise you when I don't feel good. Lord God, I love you, Lord God. You are worthy. You are worthy of all of our praise this morning, oh Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, you're so good, oh Lord. Lord God, we didn't come this morning out of traditional form or fashion, oh Father God. We come this morning, oh Father God, because we, Lord, have a need, oh Father God. Lord, and that need is to draw closer to you, Lord God. Lord, that need is to love you even more, Lord God. Lord, that need, oh Father God, is to be filled with your spirit, oh Father God. Lord God, from the littlest one in the building to the oldest one in the building. Lord God, may the Shekinah glory come down this morning. Lord God, and touch everybody, oh Father God. Oh God, we ask you, oh Father God, be with our pastor in his absence, Lord. Lord God, as he go, oh Father God, Lord, to do your will, oh Father God, to do a work for you, Lord God. What a sacrifice, oh Lord God. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, bless Brother Willie this morning. Hide him behind the cross. Use those 16 elements, Lord God, to speak your word, oh Father God, to the hungry souls, oh Father. Lord, we're like little eaglets, oh Father God. Feed us mouth to mouth this morning, oh Father, that we may be fed, oh Father, that we leave this place. We can say, oh Father God, as did on the road to Emmaus. Oh Lord, that we've been in the presence of Almighty God and we've been changed from glory to glory to glory to glory. May we be like Enoch, oh Father God. May we continue to just walk with you, talk with you, oh Father God, until we step into another dimension. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I feel good this morning. Let the church, let God say amen. Let the church say amen again. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He is Lord this morning. Let's sing another chorus of that. Oh, for he is Lord. Oh, let us worship him this morning. He is Lord this morning. He is Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He is risen. Oh, God, hallelujah. The tomb is empty this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Every knee shall bow. Give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. I feel the presence of Almighty God in this place. Amen. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. Amen, amen, amen. I don't know what you come to do. Amen, but I come to praise my God. I don't know what you come to do. Amen, but I come to lift him up. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to shout this morning. Oh man, I have a list of songs here, but you don't mind if I go by inspiration, do you? Amen, if you don't mind if I let the Lord just take control this morning. Oh my, 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 my. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Amen. You know he's going to do according to your will. Amen. You control the service. Amen. The more you pull, amen, the more you worship, the more he come down. Amen. You need something from God this morning? Amen. You want something from God this morning? Amen. It's in your hands. It's in your hands. Amen, amen, amen. I'm amazed that he loved me. I'm amazed that he loved me. Who am I? I'm amazed. I praise him by myself. I feel a shout coming on. I'm truly amazed this morning. Y'all help me sing it. That he loved me. I'm amazed this morning. Hallelujah. Precious blood. I found pardon in all of my sins. And washed. Hallelujah. It with all of your heart. I'm amazed. I'm amazed. Oh God, hallelujah. He chose me. Oh, hallelujah. I found pardon. Nothing against you. Cast into the sea of forgetfulness. Sing it with all your heart. I'm amazed this morning. Hallelujah. I'm amazed that he loved me. I'm amazed that he cares. Hallelujah. I'm amazed that he cares. through your precious blood, I found pardon in all my sins. They're washed, they're all washed away. Hallelujah! 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 I'm amazed! Thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You chose me before the foundation of the world. I was pardoned. You chose me. Wash away my sin. I'm amazed at this morning. You are wonderful. You are mighty. You are stupendous. There's not enough adjectives in the English vocabulary to describe how wonderful you are. There's no English language isn't big enough. All I can do is say glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to let God have his way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let us grab our Bibles. Amen. Let us give scripture to this atmosphere. Off the beaten path, but I want you to turn your Bibles to Revelation, the 15th chapter. That's why we praise God. Oh, my. Whoa. Revelation, 15th chapter. Reading at the first verse. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire in them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image, and over his mark, and over his number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having their harps of God, and they sing the song, amen, of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou art only art holy, and for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. We have the victory this morning. We have the victory this morning. Amen. We have the victory this morning. Amen, amen. Come by here. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by. Something from him this morning. Open your mouths and say, come by here, my Lord. Hallelujah. Come by here, Lord. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Oh Lord, come by here and make it personal. I need a blessing, Lord. Hallelujah. I need a blessing, Lord. I need a blessing, Lord. Yes, come by here. I need a blessing, Lord. Hallelujah. Come by here. Touch, Lord. Touch me, Lord. I need a touch, Lord. Oh, I need a touch, Lord. Hallelujah. Come by. Come by here, Lord. Come by here, Lord. Oh, sick among us, I need a healing, Lord. I need a healing in my body. I need a healing, Lord. Renew my body, renew my mind, renew my strength. I need a healing. Oh, yes. Come by here. Oh, oh. I say it again, come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord. Now just put your hands together. Let the musicians play. Oh, yes. It's all right to pat your hands this morning. It's all right to stomp your feet. We're free in his name. We're free to worship. Amen, amen. Say it to God, come by here, Lord. Come by here, Lord. Come by here, Lord. amen, amen. You may be seated if you can in the presence of the Lord. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask, amen, our precious sister Amanda. Amen. If she will come, amen. Pray for her as she comes.
God bless you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I have, never cease to worship you. Oh, shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Oh, nothing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Amanda. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Amen. We like to, this morning, amen, thank God for Cameron and Lisa DeLand, amen, invited by Brother and Sister Simba. Pleasure to have you with us this morning. We trust that something is said to enlighten your heart. Amen. We have a few prayer requests and praise report. I want to start with our praise report. Amen. From our brother Nehemiah. Says, thank God for blessing me with a new car. Amen. Stay where the streams are flowing, my brother. You're going to see a lot more come your way. Amen. It doesn't go unnoticed. Amen. Amen. Let us stand to our feet. We have a few prayer requests. We want to keep our brother and sister Capers, amen, lifted up in prayer. Their presence is certainly missed. I wanted to call him so bad this week, and I'm trying to honor the request of Baron. So if anyone talk to him, just give him my love, that they're on my heart and in my prayers, and names are on my lips. We just remember to keep them lifted up. Remember to keep our pastor in prayer. He's ministering in Ocala this morning. Amen. We have a prayer request here from Sister Verna, requesting prayer for Sister Blanche, as she is ill, laying in the hospital. She says, our God is a healer. He certainly is. Who will certainly go before the throne in her behalf. We ask this morning to keep one of our dear sisters, Sister Brown, is a little under the weather. Again, her presence is missed. Amen. Keep her lifted up in prayer, that God would touch her body. We ask prayer for Sister Shonda this morning. It's Sister Zion. She's under the weather. And also, Brother Calvin and Sister Nellie's daughter is under the weather. So we're going to take all of these before the throne of God's grace. Amen. Pray one for another. Amen. Because he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Amen. But, amen, he has no teeth. He has no teeth. All he has is an empty roar. As our God went down and took all of the power, took the stinger away from him. He has nothing that can hurt us but our own fear. Amen. Let us go before the Lord. Most gracious Heavenly Father, oh God, we enter into the sufferings of, Lord, our precious brothers and sisters, Lord God, as they lay ill this morning, oh Father God, fighting the enemy. Their body, oh Father God, weak and just not acting right, Lord God. What a horrible feeling, oh Father God. We've all been there at some point in time, running fever, Lord God, and just not having the energy or the strength to move on, Lord God. But Lord God, you have no respect of person, oh Father God, and you touched us, oh Father God, Lord God. You can't do any more now, Father, than you did 2,000 years ago, Father. We pray, Lord God, right now, Lord God, that you, Lord God, go, oh Father God, on their behalf, oh Father God. We place, Lord God, between their condition, Lord God, and the enemy, oh Father God, the word of promise, oh Father God, that you were wounded, oh Father God, Lord God, for our by every stripe that we are healed, oh Father God. Lord God, you bore all of our sicknesses, oh Father God, and you took them to Calvary, oh Father God. Lord God, we don't receive the rattlesnakes, oh Father God, that, Lord, that the devil is trying to put on our brothers and sisters, oh Father God. Touch Sister Brown in her body right now, Lord God. Lord God, continue to do a good work in Sister Capers, oh Father God. Lord God, may the Holy Spirit just hover over Lord, Sister Zion, oh Father God. Lord God, and the Nellie's household, oh Father God, and Brother Calvin, oh Father God, and the entire house, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, oh Father, Lord God, to just do a mighty work, oh Father God. Lord, that there no, Lord God, that only you, oh Father God, has brought them through, Father God, these trying times, oh Father God. Lord God, be with them, oh Father. Be with our pastor, Lord God, as he's off doing your will, oh Lord God. Lord God, give him mercy, oh Father God, as he, Lord, come across the dangerous highways, oh Father God. Lord God, be with him, oh Father God. Anoint his body, oh Father God. Lord God, are there any among us, oh Father God, that did not put in a prayer request, Lord God? Lord God, Lord, may the pillar of fire, Father God. Lord God, just go to where they're at, oh Father God. If you're online and you're not feeling well in your body, you can pull off the pillar of fire to you again by your faith, oh Lord God. Go, Lord Father God. We cry it out in Jesus' name, oh Father God. Lord God, may everybody be made whole, oh Father God. In Jesus' precious name, we ask it and pray. And let the church say, amen. 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 The Bible declares that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen. You believe that? The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen. Amen. We like to wish our sister Liz the 25th. Yeah, they took it down on me. I'm gonna put it back up. My memory ain't that good. Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say hallelujah. The devil is a lie. Amen, amen. Amen. We'll let them work on that. Amen. I don't know what happened. Is it coming soon? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Liz on Tuesday. Amen. The 25th, our brother Josiah's birthday. Celebrating a birthday on Saturday, the 29th. Amen. We thank God for that. Amen. Amen. Remember, this coming Tuesday is our virtual prayer. Amen. Any of the brothers that may not be connected, I encourage you to get connected. Amen. I'm looking forward to the time we can come back to the house of God and have our prayer meetings. I tell you what, you just leave here sometime just drunk in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's a real blessing. Amen. We want to remember Wednesday night service. We will be streaming virtually, continued, and in person at Twitter at Spirit and Truth and on Facebook at SAT Tabernacle. Amen. Remember the combined services coming up. Amen. That's next Sunday, May 30th at 6 o'clock at the Bride of Christ Tabernacle in Boynton Beach, Florida. Upcoming events, remember our church picnic coming up on the day after the combined meeting, the 31st. Let's come together, amen, and just enjoy one another's company and presence on that holiday, amen. May be tired in our body, but we'll be there nonetheless. remember our obligations so that everything will go smooth and we don't put overburden on one ox. That's all the oxes kind of get up under the yoke and carry the load. Amen. So that one ox don't get loaded down. Amen. The pastor was just sharing that little tidbit with me. Amen. And the address is Haverhill Park, 5470 Belvedere Road, Haverhill, Florida. That's 33451 is the location. Just remember the obligations there. Remember the Terry service that's going to be coming Tuesday, June 29th. Amen, at 7:30. And I was going to say, remember Brother Solomon in prayer. Amen. He had to change his tire. He had to be a mechanic this morning. Thank God for bringing him. Amen. This morning, precious brother. Amen. Our giving, www.spiritandtruthtabernacle.org, or through the My Church app at PayPal or Cash App. When donating, please choose the option to transfer or send to a friend. This will minimize or eliminate any PayPal fees. Giving at john423.org, amen, without any spaces, is the address. Cash App is $SpiritandTruthT. Amen, that's $SpiritandTruthT for Cash App. And if you'd like to mail it in, it was at Spirit and Truth Tabernacle, 3951 Haverhill Road, Suite 109, West Palm Beach, Florida, zip code 33417. And to those that are in the building, there is a wooden box on the other side of this wall. On your way out, you can just drop your offering and tithe into the box. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Over the offering. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Father, for giving us the ability to give. Lord God, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Lord God, this is the secret, oh Father God, that the way up is down. Lord, we humble ourselves to be lifted up in you. Lord, we give of ourselves to receive of you. Lord God, even in the word, we empty out, Lord God, to receive more of you. So Lord, let us give unto your work, Father God. May our motives and objectives, oh Father God, be right. We give unto your glory and unto your will, oh Father. We are stewards, oh Father God, of your kingdom, oh Father God. Help us be good stewards, oh Father God, of the finances, oh Father God, that you provide, oh Father God. May we have wisdom, oh Father God, and seek you, oh Father God, in every decision that's made, Lord God. Lord, for the upbuilding of your kingdom, oh Father God. May we receive no fame, no glory, oh Father God, not get puffed up, oh Father God. But Lord God, be even more humble, oh Father God, as you provide, oh Lord God. Lord God, for you alone, oh Father God, are worthy of all our praise, Lord. Bless us in Jesus' precious name. We thank you, oh God. At the church, say amen. Amen. At this time, you may be seated. We're going to call our sister Tina up for a special. Amen.
God bless you.
You can make it. You can make it. This trial you're going through, God's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it. You can make it. I don't care what's going on. God won't let it last too long. You're not in this thing alone. You can make it. Can make it. Oh yeah, you can make it. Oh, this trial that what you're going through. I tell you that God, He's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it. You can make it. I don't care what's going wrong. God, He's not gonna let it last too long. 'Cause you're not in this thing alone. Make it. You can make it. You can make it. Oh, this trial that you're going through, I tell you that God, He's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it. Don't give up, 'cause you can make it. I don't care what's going wrong. I tell you, my God, He'll never let it last too long. Don't you worry, you're not in this thing alone. You can make, you can make it, you can make it, you can make it. Whoa, this trial you're going through, God's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it, you can make it. I don't care what's going on. God's gonna let it last too long. You're not in this thing alone. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Oh, this trial you're going through, God's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it. Make it. I don't care what's going on. God's gonna let it last too long. You're not in this thing alone. You can make it. Trouble in my way, I have to cry sometime. Oh, so much trouble, I have to cry sometime. I laid awake at night, but that's alright, 'cause I know Jesus. After a while, trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. Oh, so much trouble, I have to cry sometimes. I laid awake at night, I laid awake at night, I laid awake at night, but that's alright, 'cause I know Jesus. After a while, so much trouble, I have to cry sometimes. So much trouble, I have to cry sometimes. I laid awake at night, but that's alright, 'cause I know Jesus. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. I know Jesus.
He will fix
it. He will fix it.
He will
fix it. Yes, He will fix it.
He will.
Yes, He will fix it.
Yes, He will.
Yes, He will fix it.
Yes, He will
fix it for my mother.
Yes, He will fix
He'll fix it for me.
Yes, He will
fix it for my father.
Yes, He will
He'll fix it for me.
Yes, He will
I know that Jesus.
Yes, He will
Yes, He will fix it. Yes, He will fix it. it. Yes, he will fix it. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Doesn't matter what you're going through. No, he will fix it. No, he will fix it. Every problem, it's already fixed. Every problem, he's already fixed. I know he'll fix it.
He will fix it.
I know he'll fix it.
He will fix it.
I know he'll fix it.
Jesus, he will fix it.
I know he'll fix it.
Jesus, he will fix
it. I'm not gonna worry.
Jesus,
I'm not gonna worry.
Jesus,
I'm not gonna worry.
Jesus,
cause I know he fixed it.
Jesus, he will
he fix it for me.
Jesus, he will
he'll fix it for you.
Jesus, he will fix
what he's done for me.
Jesus, he
he'll
will
do
fix
the
it.
Same for you.
Jesus, he will fix it.
Won't you worry?
Jesus, he will fix it.
I won't worry.
Jesus, he will fix it.
I know he'll fix it.
Jesus, he will fix
I
it.
I know he'll fix it.
Jesus, he will fix
I know it's done.
Jesus, he will fix
I know it's done.
Jesus, he will fix
I know he fixed it.
Jesus, he will fix
I know he fixed it.
Jesus, he will
it doesn't
fix
matter what I
Jesus,
see.
Jesus, he will
it doesn't matter what I
Jesus,
hear.
He will
it
fix
doesn't
it.
Matter what I
Jesus,
feel.
He will
it doesn't matter
it.
What I say. I know
oh,
he fixed it.
Jesus, he will fix
I
it.
I know he fixed it.
Jesus, he will fix
I
it.
I know he fixed it.
Jesus, he will fix
I know he fixed it.
Jesus, he will fix
I know it's fixed now.
Jesus, he will fix
I know it's fixed now.
Jesus, he will fix
I know it's fixed now.
Jesus, he will fix
I know it's fixed now.
Jesus, he will
it doesn't matter what I
Jesus,
hear.
He will
it doesn't matter what I
Jesus,
see.
Jesus, he will
it doesn't matter what I
Jesus,
hear.
He will
it
fix
doesn't
it.
Matter what I
Jesus,
see.
He will
it doesn't
fix
matter
it.
What I
Jesus,
see.
Will
it doesn't
fix
matter
it.
What I
Jesus,
see.
Will
I know
fix
that
it.
He fixed it.
Jesus, he will fix
I
it.
Know he'll fix it.
Fix it for my mother.
I know he fixed it.
Yeah.
I know he fixed it.
Oh,
I know he fixed
fix
it.
It.
Yes, I know
oh,
he fixed
fix
it.
It.
Yes, I know it's fixed now.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I know it's fixed now.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I know it's fixed now.
Jesus.
Yes, I know it's fixed now.
Jesus.
I know it's fixed now.
Jesus, he will fix it. Jesus, he will fix it. Jesus, he will fix it. My Jesus will fix it. Yes, Jesus will fix it. My Jesus will fix it. Jesus will fix it. After a while. My. You know, that just make you feel like you're at a concert. Good old quartet. Jesus, he will. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Oh, my. Let's get a Lord a hand of praise this morning. Amen. He's worth it. Y'all, with all this good singing, amen, we ought to all feel good.
Amen. The tithe demon and all those other demons should be gone now. We should be strengthened this morning by God's wonderful grace. Appreciate that. Amen. Sister Tina. Amen. Sister Tina just got, yeah, I was over there and I was thinking, you know, she just got that old fashioned type of, you know, ain't a lot of tricks. And you know, the youngsters, they got a lot of tricks. The ones that really sang us, you know, they got a lot of tricks with their voices and all that. And it be sounding good. Now don't misunderstand me. But it's just something about some old school singing. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Sister Erica, when we used to go to them concerts and stuff. Me, Troy, Sister Ty, all of us used to be young folk. You know, we go to them concerts and everything, and boy, I tell you what, the brothers be singing and the head be shaking. Man, we be right into it, riding. Whether we gonna get in trouble or not, the next service we get back, we was about going to hear some good old fashioned singing. Amen. I tell you, I appreciate the Lord. It's still good to know that. You know, some of us are still in the way. Still got that same kind of anointing, bringing down that same kind of presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us just bow our heads for a word of prayer this morning. Gracious Father, we just thank you once again for allowing us this opportunity to be in the house of the Lord this morning. We just want to remember Brother Jack this morning. We want to remember all of the sick and shut in this morning. No doubt they would have a desire to be in the house of the Lord this morning. We pray that, Father, you touch the bodies and just keep them. We appreciate, amen, what you're doing, Father, in this hour that we're in. And we're just looking to you. Help us to hide ourselves behind the cross. Use the gift this morning. We just thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Amen. Let's just get our Bibles out this morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Let's remember the bishop this morning. And I was surprised to see Sister Erica when I walked in this morning. I thought she would be with him, but so remember him. Amen. Sometimes it's good to have your wife with him, because depending on what you preach, that might be the only amen you get in a service. So it's always good. St. John chapter 1 and Philippians chapter 2. But remember him in prayer. Remember us. We preparing to do a meeting together 4th of July weekend, and it's been a minute since I've done much of anything, but I'm looking forward to it. And so y'all just keep me in prayer. We thank God for the prayers of the righteous. I'm feeling better. I'm not where I want to be at in the flesh, but I know by faith I'm already there. I'm claiming it. I'm walking like it. I'm acting like it. You know, sometimes we talk about healing and people like, I'm healed, but you still got that frown on your face. Yeah. If you heal, you're supposed to be smiling through it all, moving through it all. Amen. I appreciate having Brother Solomon with us this morning. Amen. Thank God he was able to make it. Amen. Ain't nothing like that, boy. I tell you what. I'm glad I got two cars. I drive my dirty truck to church on a Sunday morning before I miss church, boy. I tell you, that's hard. You just look forward to getting to church. Appreciate Brother Troy. Troy got out of the way this morning. Boy, y'all make it hard for a preacher to stay in that back room. When y'all get to cutting up like that, I'm like, Lord, I ain't finished looking at my little notes, but I'm ready to come on out. I don't know what's going on. I can't see, but Troy, like, he tearing the building down by himself. When I came in, he was looking tired. It's something about when you get back here, that anointing strike you. Boy, you be wanting to tear up something. You can hardly contain yourself. Let's look at the book of St. John, chapter 1, we'll read the first maybe two verses, skip down to the 14th, and then we'll look in the book of Philippians. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, the same in the beginning with God. 14th verse, and it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And now let us just look over in the book of Philippians, chapter 2. We want to read the 5th and 6th verse. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. And being fashioned as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word this morning. You may be seated. I want to use this morning as a topic, what kind of people should we be? Now, I've kind of gone back and forward this week. I thought I'd preach on a thought pertaining to the rapture. This was my initial thought, but then somebody wrote me a little something early part of the week, and then I thought maybe I'll go that direction. But, you know, when I started studying, it just wasn't flowing. So I said, well, I'll kind of come back to our original thought. Now, y'all just kind of bear with me for a little minute. You know, Brother Jewel, who used to talk about being a helicopter, I've never been a helicopter. I start out a little slow, and then I pick up steam, and then I just kind of ride, and then I just float us on down. So y'all just bear with me, because we wanna try to bring something that'll help us. I'll tell you what, I don't know about you all, but we've been having some wonderful services. It's been some wonderful word preached. We appreciate Brother Kwaku on last week. And, you know, Brother Jack has been doing a tremendous job and just trying to transform our thinking, right? Trying to help us to, you know, really understand who we are and redemption and really what this word that's been given to us in this hour is really all about. We've made it about a man, right? Y'all don't stop on me now. We've made it about Brother Branham and things of that nature, but I believe God used the messenger to bring us something to show us who we are.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
And what really this is all about. We done messed it up. He didn't mess it up. Humanity has done this. And I thank God for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is trying to straighten things out and keep a balance. We because see, one thing about the devil, right? If he can't get you on one thing, he'll just try to push you overboard on something else and things of that nature. So I thank God for the inspiration of the Spirit of God trying to help us to keep a balance, right? And keep things right down the middle of the road so that we can understand really from a spiritual standpoint who we are. Right. So often I'm reminded of Brother Wesker. He used to always talk about us living beneath our privilege. And I believe that. I believe that, you know, two things. I believe that we're living beneath our privileges, but I also believe that we're transitioning. We're moving into something that's tremendous. Boy, that didn't go over well. How many can say amen to that?
Amen.
I believe. Now, I want you to believe with me.
Yes, sir.
No, this is not a trick.
Right.
I believe we're moving into something by revelation that's tremendous.
Yes, amen.
Something that's taking us to higher heights and deeper depths.
Right?
Right?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. This is what I believe that's taking place. And why we have been given the word of God in the hour that we're living. Right? Amen. And another scripture that I constantly hold on to is that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I believe the more we hear these things, I believe the more we're becoming, come on, what we're hearing. I'm becoming what I'm hearing as God quickens the revelation of what's being preached. I am becoming that. I'm not becoming what the devil trying to tell me. I'm becoming what the word is telling me. I am who the word say that I am. I'm a king this morning. I'm a priest this morning. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Amen. I'm a lender, not a borrower. Because that's what the word say that I am this morning. I just refuse to feel sorry for myself. Walk around and have a pity party. Don't pity me. Pity the devil. Brother Branham makes a statement in the seventh church age. He talked about pitying the Laodiceans. Right? Come on. But don't pity Brother Smiley this morning. Because I ain't pitying myself. Is that right? I believe by the revelation of the word, I'm becoming what the word has foreordained for all of us to become. We're becoming, whether we fully, some of us on different levels this morning, right? Amen. And may not fully comprehend some of these things, but don't worry about that because you're going to understand it. I remember 30 years ago, and I remember being in a meeting, and Brother Coleman, he made that statement. He says, you know, he read it from the message, and even the scripture talks about it. You know, he says, you're going to understand it. And this is during a time in our life where we shouted, we cried, we had a good time, and we would go to the meetings, and we would exhaust our resources and everything else, and come back, you know, and didn't fully understand. Sister Burrs, she know what I'm talking about. Me and Sister Burrs, years and years ago, we used to work for the same company. And we went to a meeting, and we shouted. We always had a good time at the meetings. And we came back, and I was at a break, and I guess she was going on break, and I was standing out there. And I'm a newer convert than what they were. You know, and she said, Brother Smiley, I want to ask you something. I said, okay, go ahead. She said, she stunned me. She said, what is the seven thunders? I stopped for a minute and I could just repeat what everybody, Christ, sister. She kind of smiled to herself, but then, you know, But you know, break it down a little bit. I can do it now, but back then. But the prophecy is what I'm getting at, right? He said we're going to understand it. And we can say we understand this morning. Right? It's not a mystery. It's a revelation. Divine mystery truths contained in the seal. And this is what we're feeding on. Listen, church, the word of God is not in a mystery to the believer. Y'all keep praying for me. I ain't even got where I want to go at. Y'all might change my whole message this morning. It's not in a mystery. It's something that's been revealed and constantly unfolding to us, giving us strength. Okay, let me change direction because I don't want to go that way. I was thinking about this and I was studying this, and I preached this years and years ago in Okeechobee. And It struck my heart this week, and I thought we'd bring it out because it's a tremendous, tremendous thought. One of the things, even the prophet of God, he made a statement talking about Jesus Christ and the disciples. And, you know, in his ministry, he was just trying to really show them what he was trying to bring them into, right? And I thought, it's the same thing. It's the same thing today. It's the same thing that when Brother Branham was on the scene, he was only trying to bring us to a understanding of who we are. Because down through the age, understanding had gotten lost. And it was so much error in the scripture that the only way that we could ever, you know, really come back to manifest, we had to come back to the word. Because if the word produced a certain kind of church in the beginning, right, it would take that same kind of word, uncompromised, pure, to produce the same kind of church. Listen, church, I'm going to tell you something. God is not looking, amen, for a different kind of church than what he started out with. If he started out with a Pentecostal church, he's going to end up with a Pentecostal church. Not denomination, though. Experience. The same kind of signs, the same kind of wonders, the same kind of miracles. The same kind of order, the same type of everything. This meager church, because of the word seed that was sown, will come to fruition. Right? How many believe that?
Amen.
Brother Branham, he takes St. John chapter 1, right? And he brings out a tremendous thought here. He talks about, you know, theologians and seminary teaching, they can only bring you to Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created, you know, this, that, and the other 6 days of creation. But in his thinking, he takes us beyond the spoken word, right? Because we know the spoken word is the original seed. But then he brings this understanding. Boy, this is going to get good after a while. He brings us an understanding to show us before the word was. It had to be a thought.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, I'm going to take my time this morning. I'm going to read a little bit. So y'all bear with me. I want to set it up. And if we have to pull off for the reading and preach, it's in my heart. Yeah. We'll do that. But sometimes, and if we have to do that, go back to The Word Made Flesh, 1954. Tremendous read. Maybe pick up round, you know, verses 160-something and really read it. I'm telling you, do it anyway because it's going to bless your heart. Because I know sometimes I talk fast and inspiration takes us different places. But he says, in breaking into this scripture and taking us beyond Genesis 1 and 1, back to the thoughts of God, right? Everything that we see was a thought of God expressed. God thought it. God spoke it. And it materialized.
Right.
And I started thinking, it's like, what is Brother Branham trying to get us to, you know, see here? I'm like, this is powerful. Like, now remember what we started out with. We're kind of living below our privileges. And he being the mouthpiece of God is trying to elevate us into a place that we can operate differently, right? We can express some a life that's on a greater level, right? Amen. Church, I'm telling you, can I be real with you? Not just me included. We're not operating where we're supposed to be operating. I'm telling you. I was thinking on another thought that I had, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I got so many different little thoughts. And I was thinking, you know, the moment something happens in our life, the first thing we do is we approach things carnally first. We approach things in our feelings and in our emotions and our this and that. We don't necessarily operate as masters. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. We don't. Because if you say something or you offend me, I automatically first. Right? Because, you know, of the gates, us being triune beings and things of that nature, right? The outside, the inside, automatically my ears and my eyes, and those are the inlets, right? Even though I'm a son of God, I haven't fully conquered those realms yet. Right? See, Jesus, one thing about it too, Jesus, he came in a different form than we did. We bypassed our theophany to be tested and tried, right? Amen. To become overcomers. But when things happen, automatically, I automatically operate carnally. A lot of times before the Spirit got to come in and talk to me after a while, right? But we should be, as Christians now, we still going somewhere, operating from a different place, because we supposed to be mastering circumstances and situations. If something is happening, right, or if something has been said, it's happened and been said because God allowed it. Yes.
Right. Amen.
For our benefit.
That's exactly right, brother.
Right? For our benefit to just really, because sometimes we think more highly of ourselves than we ought to.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we think we're super spiritual until, you know, and especially if it's happening to somebody else, we get real super spiritual until the thing comes to our door and then we lose all spirituality. Y'all ought to preach with me this morning. When it's happening to Brother Smiley, we super spiritual. But when it starts happening to you, oh, praise God, please, church, break with me. Now, where your spirituality at now? Where is at your house? It's at your door. It's your children. Come on, I'm going to leave that alone this morning. I believe that ain't my message. But see, y'all get quiet on me. Y'all start pulling. That gift will go to operating. But I want to try to bring us into something that I think that's tremendous, and Brother Branham and bringing this out, he makes a statement. He starts to show us the kind of church that we ought to be, because he makes a statement, you know, as he's bringing these things out in verse 81, he said, what kind of people should we be, right? If the very Holy Spirit has us so embodied or empowered that, then he start, but talking about thought, but I'm getting ahead of myself. And so in thinking about, you know, the thought and us coming to this place, it's like, what's the vehicle that we must take to bring us, right, to bring us to a place that we operate the way that we're supposed to be operating, that we can bring what he's talking about into fruition, right? So let's look at let's look at that for a moment, right? You can't get around it, right? It's kind of like the Tower of Babel. You know, you can't bypass the atonement, right? You just got to come God's provided way. This is something that I hold on my entire ministry. Sister Virginia can tell you, I say this at least a couple of times a month. I don't know if they ever got tired of me saying it, but it's always been what I believe. You can't come your own way. I've heard people commonly say, you know, there's many ways to God. It's not. He said, I'm the way, I'm the door. And that you can't get there if you try to bypass me. Even in one scripture says, you know, he sent down invitation. And one fella, he thought I could slide in a window. And you know, the individual was like, look, wait a minute. How did you get in here? Right? He felt like he could bypass the process. And he'll be all right. Oh, y'all don't preach with me. But then he was found out. See, he thought that he could come another way. And he was exposed because everybody that came through the door got a robe. Everybody in there looked the same. He was an odd duck because he came, amen, another way. Right? And he was kicked out. See? So you can't bypass the processes. You know, I listen to, how much time do I have? Sometimes I listen to young preachers nowadays and I don't tell people what to do with their time. And I know we got all of these different resources, but I thank God for the Holy Spirit. You know, you look, a lot of the younger guys, especially around the revealed word that had raised up, you know, you start getting inspired from the outside, right? And to me, that has been the detriment of the young ministers that were coming up because they were inspired contrary to the word, right? You got to come back to the Bible. Right? This is what the prophet of God taught us. Back to Pentecost. Back to the beginning. You got to find out, amen, because he's God and he don't change. What God did in the beginning was sufficient. Right? But we've gotten to the place where we, you know, this is the millennial. I don't care what generation this is. No matter what generation this is, it does not supersede the word. We're talking about, we're dealing with an infinite God. A God that could predestinate. Who knew what year that I would come to him. Knew, amen, the day I would be born, the hour, the very minute. He knew I was going to be bald head, Brother Solomon, before I lost all my hair. He knew you would be too. I remember when I met Brother Solomon years and years and years ago before he went to Carolina. He had a head full of hair like me. Now we both bald head. All our hair is on our chin and around our face. Praise the Lord. It'll grow right here. I had to cut that thing off last night. I said, man, it won't do nothing up here, though. But we have these ideas that because we're dealing with millennials, what make millennials any different than baby boomers? Y'all ought to preach with me now. Or any other the named generations that we have. Huh? What makes them, because the Bible says really not much new under the sun, right? Things might have a different twist to it, but and we're dealing with an infinite God. God knew. And this is why God knew that what he gave the people would transcend and stand the test of time.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Right?
Right.
If it brought a conversion and a change and a transformation in this individual, and this is what the prophet taught, right?
Right.
It'll do the same thing when the next. Because there's another generation coming on every day. Right? We millennials. What that got to do with it? Then what about the generation after y'all? I don't even know what the name is. I looked it up a while back, but I done forgot. Right? Huh? Gen Z? Okay, then that's it. Well, you millennials. We the Gen Z. The Gen Z or Gen Sing or whatever. We're it. They strutting around. Amen. We're the Gen Z. Huh? Y'all ought to talk to me up in here. Glory to God. And you know, we more advanced than you millennials. And they get to arguing back and forth. And we're talking about the author of the book. We're talking about an infinite God. We're talking about a knowledge that supersedes all generational knowledge. The Bible says men will be running to and fro and knowledge is increased. But they ever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Right? Boy, y'all preach with me today. So let's look at this morning, because it hasn't changed.
That's right.
We cannot ever get too deep, right, to where we stop preaching the new birth.
Right.
Right? Every generation must be preached the new birth. Right?
Right.
You see how important this is, because we'll get into it if God's grace. God's thoughts versus our thoughts. Right? Because see, it was God's thoughts that came from a pure source. Right? And all of this and that brought this everything into existence. Right? And then if we're to be little messiahs and amateur gods. Right? Then if anything is going to be done, our thinking has to be coming from that same place. But I'm just kind of setting this up. But I want to go here because to me, this is important. It's something that you can't get around. I know we done got deep now, but a lot of folk ain't even born again. Come on, I'm cool with us singing, I'm cool with us shouting, but we gotta be born again. That's the only thing that's gonna keep us. Oh, glory to God. That's the only thing that is gonna keep us. There's an understanding that we gotta know, right? Brother Branham, on verse 2:13, he says, talking about as a man thinketh, right? He said it has to become a thought before it can become a word. He says, and a word expressed materialized. But I'm just kind of reading that because it's there. He says, I believe in my heart that I'm a Christian, right? That's important.
Yeah.
That's important when I'm struggling. That's important when I done messed up. That's important when you done cuss somebody out. Oh, glory to God. Y'all got quiet on that. Yep. Y'all open y'all mouths at the wrong time. Don't tell me. Don't try to sit here cute and sanctimonious and all that.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. You might not just cuss, but hey. If you ain't careful and this thing ain't subject, y'all don't go to sleep on me now. This Sunday morning, we shouldn't be going to sleep Sunday morning. Now, I got the longest drive, I think, except for Brother Solomon. They wild awoke. They with me. So all the rest of y'all don't be nodding. All right. Amen. So he says, I believe in my heart that I'm a Christian because I've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. If I don't cry, and see, this is good because we get messed up. I've watched so many young people teeter back and forth, right, that had genuine experiences. And see, here's the thing. God can't save you today knowing he's going to leave you tomorrow, lose you tomorrow. He ain't that kind of God, right? It's just that we got to know and believe in our heart as a man, because as long as you think in your heart that you're a Christian, you're a Christian. See, he says, if I don't cry, if I don't move, if I don't do a thing, in my heart first, I believe. Come on, in my heart first, I believe that Christ died for me in my stead. Amen. I accepted it as a Christian. I believe it as a Christian. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Now, I know some of y'all been around a while, but these things, I think sometimes we need to go back over for our younger generation. It's what you believe. Right? He said, I believe it as a Christian. Then it's in my heart. Right? Because that was once upon a time. Man, I wasn't never good at being a thug, but I was trying. I'm better off believing this than I ever was, amen, as a gangster. I never wasn't really that good at being a gangster. You know, I used to try to tell myself that I was a tough guy, but now don't bother me now. You push any animal in a corner, he'll come out fighting. Amen. Right? But it's in his heart. Then I express it in a word, right? See, I'm a Christian. See, no matter, I make mistakes, right? But I still, I'm a Christian. Because I make my mistakes in the flesh, not from the soul. I've been born again down in here. I just got to keep this subject to the word. Right? You know, I'm like the chief. The chief was all right, Brother Troy. You know, he was in a battle. He just like, whatever one I feed the most, that's the one that's the strongest. If you don't feed the white dog, the black dog will be crazy. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He says, then I start, he says, you start expressing it in the word. I'm a Christian. Right? Hallelujah. Then I start walking as a Christian, talking as a Christian, living as a Christian. See, I ain't straddling the fence because you can't love God and mammon, right? You ain't, in certain places, you're not going to see me. Come on. You ain't going to see me in the club. Posted up on the corner and all that. You're not going to see me there. I remember when I was a young convert, and like I say, I kind of grew up where I grew up in Revere and everything, and I remember once I got a car, and I was figure I'd go on the corner one day and I would try to show the guys that I'm a Christian now. And something spoke in my heart and said, you know what? You don't know what these guys is doing. And you standing up here, because most of these guys can't shoot, you end up getting shot for something that you didn't even do. Right? I said, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. That was the last time I ever tried to go hang out on a cone. Right? I'll holler at the homies if I see them in a neutral T territory, in the mall, at the store, or and I ain't trying to go to your house. I ain't trying to do all of that, right? Because we different. I remember back years and years ago when I lived in Riviera Beach for a short period of time, and before I became pastor, Brother Jane was the pastor and all of that, and you know, I lived in our old house in the hood, right? And you know, my boys, one day they were happy when they found out I was back. You know, they came down the street. Smiley, what's up, boy? You know, y'all know how they do. You know, y'all know how we do. Y'all, what's up, boy? They got their little cups of Henny and everything. And, boy, what's going on, boy? I let them get all that out. Then I told them, I said, listen, bro, I'll tell y'all something. And this time we used to have them Bible studies at the house. And I used to do a little cooking back in them days. And man, look here. I told him, I said, listen, man, you know, I'm different. I'm a Christian now. I said, I don't do that. He said, I told him, I said, I would appreciate if y'all don't ever, ever come to my house with cups. I said, because in a few minutes, I'm going to have a bunch of believers coming to my house for Bible study. Now, y'all welcome. That was the last time I seen them. Right? That was the last time I seen him. You know, come to my house, I move, right? Why? Because I was a Christian. I was walking like a Christian. I was acting like a Christian. I was living like a Christian. Now, this is the long way. I don't know if I get to fully, but maybe this is just maybe what we need today. Because we gotta have an absolute, right? He says, and then by my fruits, I'm recognized by the world as a Christian. Right? Oh, glory. See, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Right? The world recognizes you as a Christian. Right? Uncompromised. Yeah, Christian. Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm a Christian. I'm sad because I'm a Christian. This has been the best life, the best thing that ever happened to me. Like they say, Jesus is the best thing. Got to wake y'all up. Jesus is the best thing. I know that was a changeover. Jane Cleveland changed that over from Gladys Knight. But it's the truth anyhow. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. I wouldn't even know y'all if I hadn't become a Christian. Let me pull my glasses off for this. Huh? I wouldn't know Brother Troy. I wouldn't know my mother-in-law. I wouldn't have never married her daughter. Huh? I wouldn't know Sister Erica, Sister Tina. They wouldn't be my nieces. Sister Virginia never would have came in contact with her. Sister Carl. Wouldn't know this clown up here if it wasn't for being a Christian. That's my little brother right there. God took my baby brother from me. He gave me another one. Huh? I wouldn't know y'all. Y'all wouldn't. See, think about something. When folk is sad, you wouldn't know who you know. You wouldn't be. Sister Erica wouldn't be married to Brother Jack. Right? Come on. Troy never would have met Sister Tanya if she hadn't have been a Christian. Her mother brought her to church. Huh? And to my recollection, he put in work. He wasn't her first choice. They say Tanya had a big bodybuilding type dude. Troy say he put in work. He put in work, changed her mind. Glory to God, huh? But it wouldn't have been no opportunity if she hadn't became a Christian. Is that right? Glory to God. Let me tell you something. When I think about what God has done for me, I'm happy. I ain't sad. Man, you know what, church? I've been to places that I never could have even imagined going. Six countries so far. I don't know how many states I'd have to count them up. The people that I know. Sometimes I'd be out and people be, God bless you, Brother Smiley. I'd be like, well, I don't know their name. But people know me. Yeah. I ain't nobody, but, you know, they think I am. So I'll take that from them, right? Glory to God. Amen. The devil tries to sometimes get me wrestling with the thought of what I don't have and who I ain't. Forget that. Right? But watch, let's keep moving. He says, y'all just wave the red flag if I'm taking too long. He says, we're Christians by faith. By faith. Through the grace of God, we are Christians. God in his infinite mercy called us. This 2:16 in that same message. Everything will come out that same message. Call us to be reconciled to him through his son, Christ Jesus, settles it. Not what we done, what he did. He changed my soul from the things of the world unto the things of God. From the horse races, gambling. Well, I sure enough was a gambler back in the day. But my mama used to get on my back, boy. Boy, I see you down there at that park shooting them dice. I'm like, mama, we poor. That was my excuse. We ain't got no money. You got 5 children. This the only way I know how to make money. Halfway without going to jail. I'm gambling, but God, thank God he took that out. Adultery, lying, stealing, right? He changed my soul. Watch this. Now we're coming into something powerful. Right? He changed my thoughts. Amen. Right? Because as a sinner, right, you think as a sinner. Right? Especially based upon your surroundings. I grew up in Florida and in New Jersey. And based upon my surroundings, that molded a character in me. My thinking, I thought a certain way, right? I thought a certain way, right? And so by my thinking, right, I expressed things a certain way because it was my thinking, the way that I thought because of my surroundings. It molded me, my actions. See? Brother Branham taking us on a journey, right, showing us that our thoughts has got to be changed, right? In order to really become the kind of church that God is looking for, this had to take place, right? Y'all can keep that back up, okay? He said he changed my soul, changed my thoughts. Then my thoughts became so real till they became words in my lips and they materialized. Now I'm a Christian. It made me a different person. That's what made you. We all could say amen. I know I'm a different person because I'm going to tell you something. Boy, I thank God I'm a different person because if you cross me, you pay for it. Believe me, I remember when I first got saved and they started meeting me and all that. They used to say, boy, you just look mean. That was more than just looks. You cross me. Ooh, boy. Boy, I thank God for Jesus. Amen. It made me a different person. But I'm glad for the person that I am. Yeah. I'm happy for the person. I ain't perfect, but I'm on my way. Yeah. Things I used to do, I don't do no more. Right. Amen. Places I used to go, I don't go no more, right? Uh-huh. He says, now watch. He said, Paul said, though I speak with tongues. This is 22:20. Paul said, though I speak in tongues of men and angels and have faith to move mountains, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, have not charity, I'm nothing. Right? It's got to be a change. Right? It's got to be a change. See, this is just it's simple, but it's a revelation that everybody got to have. It's got to be a change. You can do all of these works and there's no change, it don't mean nothing. The change, the transformation, right, of our thoughts. Be transformed by the renewing, huh, of our mind. Like, aren't y'all glad for a renewed mind? I am. See, anything else is just the devil trying to maybe fly over and make a nest. And that's what people wrestle with. They didn't let the devil land. Oh, glory. He done built them a little nest up there and he just sitting there. But the Bible said we cast that stuff down. Anything that tries to rise above the word of God, I cast it down. Amen. Amen. But you say, what do you get in that? This is the vehicle. Right? This is the understanding that you must have. See, when this drops in the heart of every individual that comes to church, that's the game changer. That's the game changer. Right? Glory to God. He says, it's got to be a change. It is. He said, a change of heart, not of this physical thing, but the heart of your soul in something anchors to, watch this, your thoughts, that way is dull. You don't see that no more. See, you just see the Lord Jesus. You see righteousness, holiness, purity, and love and grace. That's when you've been changed, right? What is a convert? Convert means to change something over. And your thoughts, your habits, your being has been changed from a sinner to a Christian. First thing you know it in your heart, right? Then you express it with your lips, and then it materializes, and that's what you are. That's first. We can't get around that, right? Oh, my. Now, if you think that, he's going to get into something here, right? He says 22. Now, if you think that you think it, what a word. But you imagine you think it and you express it and it doesn't materialize, then you're on the wrong road. See, here's the thing, right, church, for us. And I might bypass a few things, and God knows. Y'all go back and read it. I tell you, Lord have mercy. These things are so important. This change is so important for us, church. Right? Amen. In order to get us to a place where we begin to really express the thoughts of God. Now, I'm going to hit this little bit and then I'm going to go because I think I'm wearing y'all out. I don't know. Y'all looking a little weary on me. Right? Glory to God. Maybe Brother Troy took it all out of us with the singing. Y'all shouted too much now. You know how that go. We sit down and, you know, everything leaves us. But In the thought, what I gathered from the message that Brother Brandon was preaching, in simplicity, he was just really trying to show us, by taking us back, the kind of church that we should be. So he starts to talk, and we kind of started out with what is a word, right? 172. See, a word is the manifestation of a thought, is expression of a thought. He says that right. Before you can say anything, subconsciously, you think it before you speak it. So you say, well, all that you was talking about, what was that all about? Your thinking has got to change, right? You, in order to express the thoughts of God, you can't think like the world. Come on now. See, I'll give you for instance. It was some brothers doing some things when the disciples was on the scene. They was following the Son of Man. They were carnal. They was trying to, they look at their thinking. They saw somebody doing something that wasn't in their camp. They wanted to, man, let's rain fire down. Jesus said, Lord have mercy. Y'all don't even know what y'all doing. Come on, church. Y'all, see, that type of thinking was not coming from a pure source. Right? That thought. I wrote some things down on my tablet. See, our thoughts, this is why the birth is important and the change is important. So that our thoughts could be running from this pure source. Right? Our thinking has got to be changed. Our character, right? See, this is why Jesus could do what he did, right? It's because of the thoughts, right? And the channel that it was coming through, it was pure. We go back to Genesis in the beginning, right? Pure thoughts, right? Pure thoughts. Everything that he did was righteous, was right, right? When he thought about a family and he spoke of family, that was right. Wasn't nothing ill about that. Let there be. And everything that came into existence because he had fatherhood in his mind. Amen. Glory to God. When it, let there be this and let there be that. That was because in his thinking, amen, he had fatherhood. And being a father, he had to be a provider, a protector. Oh, y'all ought to preach with me. Come on. I ain't going to be long. Amen. So the expression of God wasn't nothing ill-famed. Nothing demonic. Come on, church. See, you say, well, why you say this? Because we got to watch our thoughts. Huh? We got to be able to differentiate between the thoughts of God and the thoughts of, amen, Satan. Right? When you get, because the devil's a good adversary. And when things happen, right, you got to know, no, this is coming from the devil. Right? And I, because we little creators, the power of life and death is in the tongue. And so, we cannot be, amen, expressing Satan's thoughts, right? Look at, for instance, the children of promise. When they crossed over and the 12 spies came back, right? Look at their thoughts, right? Man, we like grasshoppers. Look what they was expressing, right? Amen. Through this, the eye gate, they was like, boy, these boys big. These fellas is big. Right? Man, we like grasshoppers in their sight. They couldn't, there was nothing about them that was like, but we the people, they big. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Huh? All that they could do because of that gate. We say, boy, and then they start expressing it. They start going through the church. Yeah. Y'all ought to preach with me. Yeah. Man, let me tell you something. Boy, them guys over there, boy, they big. They big boys. Boy, we small compared to them. But see, they failed to realize they had a big God on their side. Come on, church. See, they was looking at the natural and carnal and how they were going to defeat them, amen, through carnality, instead of we're going to defeat them because of the promise that's been given to us by God. See? But, you know, here's two individuals that came out and say, shut your mouth. Don't you say another word in the church. Oh, y'all ought to preach with me. You see how timid we be around church? We be acting like a bunch of cowards. But let me tell you something. Joshua and Caleb say, man, Caleb and them like, shut your mouth right now. Huh? Y'all have probably been trying to kick them out of the church. Expressing, amen, something that was not coming from the word or through the word. Right? Amen. When they was like, look, they knew, listen, Joshua and Caleb knew what they were standing on. Right? Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, they might be big. What that got to do with it? What that got to do? The bigger the trial. What that got to do with it? I'm a son of promise. God made Abraham a promise, and that through this promise his seed shall possess the gates of his enemy. Right? Glory to God. But look at their thinking. And because of their thinking, look what they expressed. But we've been changed. Come on, church. We've been changed. Do I have 10 minutes? Amen. Glory to God. If we got any visitors this morning who ain't familiar, y'all just forgive me. My mama said I'd be long-winded on Sunday morning. My mama tried to look at me a couple of times on video. I talked to her. She said, boy, I was with you for about an hour, but you were still going after an hour. And I say, mama, forgive me. I have so much bottle up in me, and I ain't got no outlet now. I have to wait on Brother Jack because I ain't started getting out yet, so I be loaded. I'm like Brother Branham. He said he got anointed and woke his wife up and started preaching to her. So Eric can know what I'm talking about. But Jack probably get fooled and just preach her head off. Amen. Okay. So he says, and just trying to bring us an understanding, and y'all give me 5 minutes and I'm going to go. He said, so in the beginning was the word, and that's as far as we can go back by this theology. He said, but before the word, it was a thought, and the thought was made manifest. You see what I mean? Now, that's how that he said first he thought. So you see why our thinking has got to be thinking based upon the word. He spoke the word and the word was made manifest. He said, oh, how infallible God is. Right? Notice every thought when it is spoken. You see why our thoughts has got to be the thoughts of God. Right? Because there's a difference. Our thoughts versus, and I'm skipping over, right? But I'm just going to say it for time's sake. Our thoughts, Brother Branham say, run different. Right? Because see, we could think one thing and say another. That's hypocritical. Praise the Lord. I love you. He's lying. Y'all gotta talk to me now. Animosity and all everything else in your heart. Right? Glory to God. Just get that thing right. Just get things right. Don't be a hypocrite. Praise the Lord. Y'all got quiet. But that's in the message. He said, Brother Bam makes a statement. He said, our thoughts run different. But out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Right? Amen. He said, you shouldn't do that. That's hypocritical. I'd rather you tell me, you don't like me or something, then to be a hypocrite with me. Amen. Right? Glory to God. Because we can work on that part. Maybe it's just the devil. Come on. Because I try not to be an offensive person. Right? I try not to, I try to be good. Sometimes I might say things silly, acting up or something, but if I can help it, I ain't trying to hurt nobody. Because I don't want to be hurt. I don't want people coming up saying all kind of foolishness to me. Right? Because I, first off, might get in my feelings. I may not say something to you, but I might have a struggle, right? But Brother Branham is trying to get us to see something, bring us to a place. He says, when Jesus, no wonder when he come off the hill that night, he looked around that the tree for food, there was no, that's 175, there was no food on the tree. He said, no man eateth from thee. And he went on away. And the next day coming back, the tree withered. See, watch this. God's mind, like this mind, right? The mind that in the beginning, that was a thought before it was a word that expressed Jesus Christ. Watch this. And the same one was expressing the word back again. That's why the tree withered away. He says, and every word in the Bible is God's thought. That's why we got to study to show ourselves approved. God's thoughts land in seed form. This just gets rich. That if received into the human being and spoke by the same thought that manifested the Bible. That's deep, church, because people ain't talking like that. We just trying to put it on the preacher. No, that's not what he's talking about. We talking about a bride. It's a bride thing, right? Christ in bride form. By the same thought that materialized the Bible brings the thing to pass, right? And that thought was pure. That's why things came to pass the way that it did. See, when it's not right and you express it, forget about it. Forget about it, right? Amen. He says, spoken by the same thought that materialized the Bible brings the thing to pass. See what I mean? How powerful could the church be? Think about it. The Bible said, let this mind that was in Christ being you, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Watch this. Now your thoughts. What's our thoughts? Right? If they become expression. See? What's our thoughts this morning? I'm just read this and I'm going to go. What's our thoughts? Right? Our thoughts has got to be right. Right? They got to be positive. Amen. Come on, church. They got to be positive. Because we're talking about God veiled behind skin. The word made flesh. If it's the word made flesh, then it can't be all of this animosity and hatred and this and that and this and that and backbiting and evil surmising and all of this kind of stuff. Right? These things weaken the church. Right? Glory to God. But when the thoughts of God is coming through his church, right, that's positive. Amen. Right? That's positive. That's pure. That's honorable. Oh, my. Amen. He said, what? He says, your guiding becomes a direct place or a direct inspiration of the Holy Spirit that's moving your mortal being. He says, oh my. He says, what kind of people should we be? That's verse 81. What kind of people should we be if the very Holy Spirit have us so embodied or empowered that you don't even use your own thoughts? Woo! You don't use your own mind. You don't use your own opinions. And we very opinionated. Brother Smiley should have said this. Brother Smiley should have did this. I don't even know why he got that on. Opinionated. It ain't none of your business. I did this for me. Right? I just used that. It don't even bother me. Okay? But he's bringing us a point. Right? If the Holy Spirit have us so embodied or empowered that you don't even use your own thoughts, you don't even use your own mind, you don't even use your own opinions, but the Holy Spirit has you so built until your thoughts and your being is God's Spirit, not yours, expressing itself through you, what kind of church would we be? Every now and then I come back to this message and I be like, Lord, where am I? Come on, because he asked the question. Him, Brother Branham, looking at this scripture and looking at the church and in his understanding, right, if we are born again, we're children of God. God have us so embodied in just the direct inspiration of God flowing through the church. Man, let me tell you something. It wouldn't be a devil. They peeped. They wouldn't even try to come through the door. Huh? The devil would, now let's go to these guys right over here and over here. They'd be like, fellas, don't go in there. Don't go in there. You have to beg for your life. Whatever you do. Man, I know I gotta go, but I just don't want to be out here in outer space somewhere. Can we even just go into the pigs or something? Huh? Amen. Direct inspiration, so embodied. I think about these things, church. Amen. Amen. He says, 83, and they are sons of God, are led by the Spirit of God. Then when the human element goes out, woo, and the Spirit of God fills that vacancy where you empty. And see, we need an emptying out. You empty yourself, then will be when the church in its power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus will walk in his steps. In his power, in his thoughts, in his being, in his moving. You see what I mean? Then your thoughts will become words. And your words will become material. That's when the church is in its power. See, right now, God can't hardly trust us. He got to be so embodied in us. Right? We moving by the Spirit. Huh? We moving by the Spirit of God. We've emptied out of self opinions and this and that. And I realize, you know what? I ain't got, when you see something, you ain't got no opinion on that. Mind your business. Come on. We so opinionated, we got an opinion. That ain't your business. What do you think? I ain't got no thought. I got no, why would you say that? Because you don't know what God is doing in that situation. So why would you put your mouth on something? Come on, church. I feel God moving. Huh? See? So we so opinionated and boisterous. And listen, you don't even know why God. Right? But we got an opinion. And half of the time, the opinionated people ain't even got their own situation down pat. Well, praise the Lord. Let the musician make their way. I'm going to get on out of here. You see what I'm saying? Amen. But when we emptied out, what are your opinion? Listen, I ain't got no opinion. That's between them, and God. Right? I got enough. I don't know about y'all. I got enough to worry about. Don't, bless my, can I talk to you? What do you think? Don't talk to me. I got enough going on in my life that I don't need nothing else added. You ain't see that? What looking for it? Don't try to show it to me. Huh? I'm minding my business. The song they used to sing, the Williams Brothers, sweep around your, how that song? Before you try to sweep around mine. People be had trash all around their front door and be trying to sweep up around other folk door. Huh? Amen. See, all of these things got to be emptied out. I ain't trying to hurt your feelings this morning. I'm trying to preach us a revelation. Right? Amen. Brother Branham's seeing these things, taking us all the way back. But he realizes something. First, you got to be born again. It's got to be this, this, and this, and this. And if we get all of this out of the way and we get us here, he looking, his mind was probably blown. You talking about power? You talking about power? Powerful people, a powerful church? Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. You talking about a church filling up? Huh? Glory to God. A church filling up. God doing, people hearing about it like they did in the Bible days. Man, glory to God. You know, the Queen of Sheba were down there and the folk were coming. And just what she was hearing got her stirred up. Got her stirred up. Man, there's great things going on at that church. Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Huh? Dumb people. Child, you say what you want to say. Huh? You say what you want to say. Man, limbs is growing. The blind is getting there. Huh? People get saved. Drunkards, people ain't smoking no more. People ain't drinking no more. People ain't running around no more. Oh, glory. You talking about power? Huh? You talking about another Ephesians? Glory to God. I feel real good now. Y'all blame Brother Troy for this atmosphere. Make you just want to dance. Huh? Don't y'all just feel good in your spirit? Amen. Glory to think. You know what? You know, Blessed Man said a lot of things. And things touch it. And it's supposed to. Right? Amen. Get us to. It's a self-examination. Yes. I ain't pointing my finger at y'all because I can only do this. Because I got enough hang-ups for me. Yeah. Huh? When I look at this, I look at this for me. I'm preaching it, but I'm preaching this for me. I got to empty out my opinions, my thoughts, my this, my that. Right? Because I'm the church that he's looking at. Right? Spirit of Truth? Amen. Glory to God. We're on the verge of great things. Amen. Things is happening. Amen. Right? Amen. Things is happening. Amen. Let me tell you something. The prayers of the righteous. People get healed in different services and the prayers that's going out. Amen. Man, I'm going to tell y'all something. The other week that Brother Solomon prayed for me, y'all don't even know what I've been going through. My head feel like it's about to bust. Pain running all down, shoulders up here. And I don't complain. I be in pain. I'm a man. I don't let little things stop me. I realize, boy, look here, I got to go on. I go to work, man, I've been to work face like this with toothaches and everything. It's just in my makeup. I deal with things. And it just took God to tell me to put that prayer request in. And Troy, Troy, you got to write it down because I'm still learning the protocol. He's like, man, you should have been doing that. I'm like, yeah, I know, but he put that up from Brother Solomon. The next day, I could feel the difference. Amen. From the prayer. Amen. See, the Bible is still real. Amen. The prayers of the righteous. You know what? One day this weekend, I'm going to shut my mouth. I was telling the Lord, you know, just kind of throwing this out there. It's like, Lord, all I got is the Bible. Amen. This all I, if what you say ain't gonna come to pass. I ain't got nothing else to lean on. If what you've spoken will not come to pass, I ain't got myself nothing. If you say I'm the head, then I got to be the head. Whatever you say, that's what it's got to be. If not, what do we have, church? What do we have? I ain't got nothing to hold on to. I ain't set myself up for retirement. I ain't worrying about retiring. When I get to that point, God will have it all worked out. Huh? Come on, church. Come on. We sit around where, man, we serve a big God. Big God. Big God. I've heard Brother Jack say this. Ask for big things. Same faith. Same faith. Amen. I don't know about y'all. I'm operating. I'm living in faith. You know, I can't figure a whole lot of things out, but I ain't sitting around trying. I'm just, this, you know what this is? The season of just, I'm just walking into everything that God has in store for me. And don't nobody get to hating. Ain't no sense in hating. You just keep walking too. We'll all just walk right into what God has for us. If God got new cars and houses and clothes and money, you just walk. Ain't, listen, we ain't got to be jealous of one another. For what? My man, God blessed him with a car. I didn't even know that was his new vehicle. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Amen, 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 amen. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been smile on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, amazing grace. How sweet the sound, my Troy. The saved a wretch like me. God bless you. I once was lost. Amen, amen. Whoa. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved I once was lost. Oh, I was blind. Yes, he has. He has God has. Oh, yes, he has. Smile on me. He has. He's been mighty good to me. Love the Lord this morning. Amen. We really appreciate Brother Willie. You know, a lot of times you don't really know what you're up here. I struggle with that myself. And
I go to the pastor and I be laying it on him. Man, I should have said this. I should have said that. Oh, that didn't come out the way I wanted it to. And then I dump it on my wife when I get home. And pastor say, that's the devil trying to get you in your thoughts instead of you just yielding and saying his thoughts. Because see, you don't know what the people need. So you're saying things under inspiration, but you're on the back of your mind, you say, I should have said this, I should have said that. No, just let go, let God. Let him say what he wanna say. But see, flesh always try to come up. So I should have said, oh, that would have been so much better. No, God said just what he wanted to say. That's what he wanted to say. And you know, these fellas, veterans. I'd be up here just like, God, I go home and I toss and turn, stomach be in knots for 3-4 days. Nothing to play with, man. You know why? Because you're speaking to the bride of Jesus Christ. See, Willie started out, he started out, who are you? You have to understand who, before you can have victory, you understand who you are. See, that was the problem with the children of Israel when they didn't understand who they were. They came back speaking the devil's thoughts. Wasn't God's thoughts. Oh, they too big. Because see, the devil's whole plan is to be worshipped as God now. See? And we're a small group. And there's a lot of big churches. They're big. A lot of money and a lot of influence. God is with us. We are more than able. Amen. Why? Because we understand who we are. We understand who we are. Willie made a point, and he was saying how he said we have to understand how to master the circumstance. Jesus, he was able to master every circumstance, and we come up against a lot of circumstances in our Christian journey. And sometimes we our first thought, oh, handle it, just die. But we have to be able to settle down and pray, stay in the channel of God, master the circumstance, because he's the only master. He made another point that really stood out to me. He was talking about being at the wrong place at the wrong time. He went down to that corner, and God had to took him from the corner and gave him started begin to change his thoughts and his mind, because see, he grew up from the things he saw. We all do. We get our understanding from our habitat, the things around us, and we just sort of develop. See, but we have to be re-transformed. See, he was going down there in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I'm going to share a quick testimony. I ain't gonna preach about it. I want to share some of these things because it was real powerful. I had a friend of mine when I was in high school. We used to sit, get to class early, and before class, I would open up my Bible and share scripture with him. Not middle school, I was a junior, about a junior in high school, 11th grade, 10th, 11th grade. They used to call me Preacher Boy. In the hood, you know, I came from guys running around slinging dope. People out watching. And I know I wasn't no gangster, because boy, I cried a minute. The police get on my tail, boy, I'm like, I remember one time I got in trouble. They came and put them cuffs on me. The police had to pull me to the side and say, listen, young man, you need to wipe your nose and quit crying. You can't go in this jail cell with like that. Snot running.
running. Pray my mama. I love my mama. Please don't let me go. No, I ain't ready for this. I got out of that jail. You know what the first place I went? I went to church. They happened to be having a meeting. Brother Robledo was preaching. I went up and got saved. I realized the streets ain't for me. I ain't no thug. I ain't no gangster. No, I don't want to go to jail. But you know what? Redemption is in two parts. He said we have to change our thought process. My thought process had to change. See, the devil was telling me I was this, but I was never that. But my thought process had to change. I'm finna drop it on you now. I had to come out of prison to go to prison. Did you get what I said? I had to come out of prison. I was in jail. I was imprisoned in a prison of sin and debauchery. He delivered me out of prison. Then I had to get my mind renewed to become a prisoner of Christ. So I had to come out of prison and then choose to go into another prison. See, we just which prison you gonna be in? All us in prison. Just who the warden? Are you there by choice? I choose to be a prisoner of Christ. See? And then we free. Our thoughts are not our thoughts, but they're his thoughts. See? I had to walk out on the devil. Now let me tell you this testimony. This young man I was witnessing to, I used to talk to him all the time. He began to get saved. I'm going to just use his first name, Roger. Roger would come to school all of a sudden. Roger toting the Bible. He was loud. His voice louder than mine. I said, man, that's wonderful. Roger made one mistake. He couldn't quit hanging on the corner. Hanging out there up on Blue Heron, River B, at the Buster store right there, the Imperial. Got shot and got killed in the wrong place at the wrong time. See, so what I'm gonna drop now. Today, you in the right place at the right time. God has smiled on you because you made a choice to be in the right place at the right time to show you the way out of prison. Our redemption is in two parts. You come out of prison, and there's one provided way to go into prison. You in the right place at the right time. Now don't leave the right place at the right time to go to the wrong place at the wrong time. And you know what? The devil tricky. It may not be a club. It may not be the corner. It could be a church. Church. That's heavy. What do you mean, man? You're making off on these churches and everything. But remember, the devil's desire is to be worshipped like the Most High. You know, when those fellas went over there and came back with the wrong testimony, had the devil thoughts, they were religious. That was church. They were preaching the wrong thing. They were preaching, they had a wrong doctrine. They were religious, they looked good.
dressed good, spoke well. But the devil's thoughts, he's sneaky. This is why Willie was saying how it had to come from a pure place. It has to come from a pure place, from the mind of God. See, he was preparing a perfect place for Adam and Eve. So from his mind, he did all of this. Those 6 days of creation. And all of a sudden, it went off. See, the devil came with his own thought and began to take it in a whole different direction. See? It would be so close out of the seed of very elect, if it was possible. But the Lord have you at the right place at the right time. Open your heart. See, he started out talking about the eyes of our understanding. See? So that we can be changed from glory to glory, understanding who we are. Let me tell you something. Well, I'm a good Christian. More than just a good Christian. We're good Christians. We are. We're good Christians. But if until you understand really and by revelation of who you really are, you can never walk in complete victory. You can never walk in complete. Did my last one. He brought out the thing about my wife. Yeah, I had to go get her. I had to go get her. Why? God gave her to me. I knew that by revelation. And God confirmed it. Maybe I'll share that testimony sometime, you know, a little later. But God confirmed it. You know? I don't care how big he was. I was a little fella. I prayed. God told me, yeah, yours. Gave me strength to move mountains. You know, I just believed, and God just kind of came in and just worked a miracle. He just did the work. But listen at what he went to. We talking about a husband and wife relationship. That was yours. See, it was a shotgun. We were in a shotgun wedding. Going out married to the wrong. But he changed our attitude, our thought process, and everything. It was him coming to redeem us so that we could make ourselves ready for a wedding. See? So that we can be married to the Word of God, Mrs. Jesus Christ. And that's where we're at in this hour. He was talking about that. He made a statement about sometime it all depends on what vehicle. What vehicle you he made that statement. He said, where is it? I wrote it down here. The vehicle that bring you into a certain place. So you can never, the horse and buggy not going to get you where you're trying to go. Even the automobile won't get you where you're trying to go. The airplane won't take you out the atmosphere. But see, we're in a time now where we have to have we in the rocket. We got to leave the gravitational pull of the world. We got to get into a ship that's got enough power to take us beyond the gravitational pull of the world. There's no more desire for the world. We're only going up into another atmosphere, another stratosphere, where we can't even, this becomes, the things of this world become so small and insignificant. Well, we just look to the glory and the majesty of Almighty God. That's where we're going. We're not creatures of this world. We're not creatures of time. We're creatures of eternity. How big is that? Eternity. Big word. Huge. Eternity. Creatures of eternity. I appreciate Brother Willie. Let's give him the Lord a praise offer. I really do appreciate you for getting yourself out of the way and for God giving you that message. I believe somebody was blessed. Somebody was truly blessed. If you don't take nothing, you're in the right place at the right time. Not the wrong place at the wrong time. You come into a service like this, you're going to leave changed. Everybody is going to leave here changed, either for the better or for the worse. No one's neutral. You're either going to leave this place better or you're going to leave a little bit more worse than when you came, because you're rejecting the word of God. Listen to what the Spirit is saying. You know, sometimes we can hear things with our natural ears. Listen with your heart. You have to listen with your heart. If you love Him and you want more of Him and your desire is Him, let me tell you what Willie said that struck, and then I'll care. I'll put it in my pocket. He said, it's all about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you'll never get it. You'll never understand it. Because He has to take control of your thoughts and your being. Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You this morning. Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Lord God, you didn't let us down, oh Father. You used, Lord, our precious brother, Lord God, just a humble way. How humble, Lord. Even You came, oh Father God, and born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling cloth. No one imagined that it was the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And Lord God, You're still coming in such a humble way. You use a man, Lord God, just that humbled himself, come from a broken past, Lord God, You saved him from a life of drug addiction, Lord God, and Lord God, all of these things, Lord, just where, if it had not been for You on our side, where would we be? Lord God, and You used him, oh Father God, that vessel that some years ago was on the corner shooting dice, drinking Mickey's, and Lord, just defiling his body, but You cleaned him up. Saved him and filled him with Your Spirit, Lord, and gave him a message this morning that will reach down into the sockets of someone's life and bring deliverance. Oh God, only you can orchestrate something of that magnitude. May we look beyond, Lord, the person, oh Father God, and hear, Lord God, You speaking to our hearts that would cause us to want to walk out of the devil's prison. I want to be free. I want a new mindset. I don't want to think the same thoughts. Lord, I want to change. Use me, Lord. Take me down that road, oh Father God, that Lord God, I could be your servant and not a tool of the devil. We're living in a critical time. We see the politically, oh Father, the fighting that's going on between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Lord God, you, something is happening. We know, Lord God, that we're at the end, Lord, of the this dispensation. We're coming to a junction. And Lord, clean us, oh Father. If there's anything, oh Lord God, that may hinder us, oh Father God, in this journey, oh Father God, it's checking up time, Lord. Every time you come to a junction, you go so far, you got to just stop and make sure that you're not carrying anything across the border that you shouldn't have. Or may we just take a time, oh Father God, and make sure, let's check our lives, Lord, to check our pockets and make sure that we don't have any pecans in the trunk that we have to take back and drop off. We empty out, Lord, this journey, oh Father God, is, Lord, we're not packing up, Lord, but we're emptying out, Lord, that you can fill us, oh Father God, with the power of the Holy Spirit that it'll take to propel us, oh Father God, out of this atmosphere into another hemisphere, Lord God, away from the gravitational pull, oh Father God, of this world, away from the pull of sin, Lord God, away from the pull, Lord God, of confusion, oh Lord God, into the glorious mind of God. Oh, what a place to be. Coming from and going back to that pureness of thought. That pureness of thought. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to give us traveling mercy as we prepare to leave this place. Lord, may the word just abide in our hearts. Oh, Father God, may we think on these things. And Lord God, may the word just make us hungry for more of you, Lord God. Lord, I feel in my spirit that someone was blessed. Lives have changed. Someone is closer to you. Someone wants more of you, Lord God, this morning. We thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. The church say amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. We prepare to be dismissed. I just want to put on my deacon hat. Amen. Oh, to keep playing. So they get quiet. The deacon hat come out and they get quiet and get tense on me. We've had a couple of people that has, yeah, go ahead.